Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It is time for round one of Beat the Bank. We play twice a day.
Yay!
So if you don't get in this hour, don't worry. We'll get you next hour. But you still got a chance right now. We are looking for caller number, Kelly. Go ahead and give me one.
17.
17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you get in, you'll get to go inside that bank vault. And your only job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. That's how much you win, Al.
All you got to do.
All
stop.
You gotta
see?
Do. Stop.
Stop. No one asked me how I was feeling yesterday.
How were you feeling yesterday? Why were we supposed to ask?
No, I mean,
everybody always asks them.
To beat the bank contestant.
Oh,
yeah.
How are you feeling? Yeah, maybe they gave up faith in you.
I was not bad.
No one's dead.
Yesterday you were dead wrong.
Well, the second time.
The first time he was right. He said he felt good the first time. Second time you were feeling good too, and then that was not.
I was feeling mediocre.
But that's so people are free to ask how you feel, and you're willing to tell.
No again. Obligation. You don't have to.
Al has no idea how high it goes.
I have no idea.
So you're just basically asking him just
gut,
to talk
gut
to him.
Feeling.
Sometimes you know, you go with the gut.
Al likes to talk, and you're giving him a chance to do so.
There you go.
When you ask him how he's feeling. We try to keep it lighthearted on the show, but there are some things going on in our world that we should definitely talk about, like what happened in Brussels.
Yeah, just really quickly, we don't want to, you know, everybody listens to us, hopefully, to have their morning lifted up, but how can we not acknowledge what's happening in the world around us sometimes?
Yeah.
And, you know, I turned on the news this morning just to catch the weather forecast. That's what I do before I head out the door.
I do too, yeah.
And I see George Stephanopoulos talking about these terrorist attacks in Brussels, Belgium this morning. And I just did the last update. They said at least 26 people were killed, 15 in a subway explosion, and 11 at two blasts at the airport in Belgium. And they've pretty much, you know, shut everything down there.
Right.
And they think these were in response. Remember the Paris attacks last year?
Mm-hmm.
It was around, what was it, in December when they attacked that nightclub, I believe?
Yeah, they did like a bunch of different spots that they hit up.
One of the men responsible in those attacks in Paris was arrested outside of Brussels on Friday.
Right.
And they're not saying this was connected, but they're assuming this is in retaliation
like
for that arrest.
Went through with a plan, yeah.
Went through with a plan there. So it's really serious what's going on in
sad,
our country.
Man.
It's just
sad,
awful.
Sad, sad.
And in our world, I shouldn't say country, in our world. Scary stuff.
Sad, man.
So they caught this guy.
Caught the guy, and now, you know, innocent people, they're just trying to catch a plane. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on in the world.
Yes.
We're going to keep it lighthearted, too, but we just wanted to acknowledge that and, you know, prayers for everyone.
Absolutely.
I knew on Facebook this morning, I'm seeing suddenly people checking in safe. Did you see that?
The people that
Facebook
are in Brussels?
Social media has some really great things.
Yeah.
I guess some girl that was in the country over there checked in safe.
Is this
Mary Cigardos?
Like, if you're in a foreign country, I don't know the answer to this question.
Okay.
If you're in a foreign country and something happens, you need to let your family know.
Well, right.
Jenna.
Well, right. That too.
Yeah. How was I going to? I didn't have a phone.
I know.
Right. You did as soon as
she was
you got one.
When that hotel went up in flames.
In Dubai.
We're like, is that the hotel Jenna's in?
Yeah.
I know. I didn't know what to do. I was out in the middle of the water on a boat. No service, no phone. I mean, as soon as I got back to the hotel and was on Wi-Fi, I got all these texts. And Kelly, you know, was just like, you really need to
tweet?
Let people know. I'm like,
My question
is, of course I will.
Are you supposed to go to the embassy? Is that what the embassy is for? I mean, I don't know the answer to this. Do you go to the U.S. embassy and
if you're okay?
Well, I mean, obviously check in on Facebook, and that way at least your family, if you can't get a phone call, if you can get any Wi-Fi real quick, that's
the
way to
embassy.
Let 100 people that you know.
I'm hiding.
Quickly.
I mean, I don't
I'd steer away from any government-type building when something is going down. That's what I personally would do.
Huh.
But I think back in the day when there were no records or cell phones, I think that's what you had to go let them know, hey, I'm okay, let the country know.
Yeah.
I just don't understand this level of hatred for killing people who don't believe what you believe. That just doesn't make any sense. That doesn't compute in my brain.
Yeah, just killing people just for the heck of
killing people. Those people that are raised that way.
I just don't understand.
Because when it's ingrained in you that you are going to have a better I mean, your life in the afterlife is going to be better.
Right, exactly.
You're going to have
you're
a better
people
place.
Who don't believe what you believe.
You basically get a better seat
makes
in heaven.
No sense.
And it's from birth. You teach kids to act this way, and as they grow, they keep that mindset.
I watch really interesting journalism on Vice. Vice is very edgy.
Yeah.
Vice is super cool, and they do some crazy journalism, and now they have a television channel.
I mean, it ranges anything
from cool interviews with people like Kendrick Lamar talking about music in Compton to there's a show called Weedekit, which is all about, you know, legal marijuana, to things like they infiltrate ISIS training centers, you know, and showing children and how they are taught to hold a gun from like the age of 3 and the things that they are taught about Americans. And so if you want some real insight, Vice is very fascinating.
I would be afraid.
For that kind of thing. It is. It's scary.
I would live in fear all the time.
No,
it's just that whole ignorance is bliss thing is really true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always the smartest thing either.
Right. I feel you. Okay, now, before we do Beak the Bank.
Yes, Al.
We need to reset. So hit the Kid Craddock in the morning or something. Yeah. I have to get a different mindset here.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to reset the show.
Reset okay, the show. Let's get some. Before we're going to get some to reset. We're going to go back into.
It's a transition.
For you to flow?
Yeah.
Yes. I just need, you know, that was serious and that was important.
Uh-huh.
I had to do that. But now let's get back.
Let's see if I can find some. Let's see. Here you go, Al. This should work.
Give me some.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
There you go.
Much better. But our prayers are with the people in Brussels.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely.
They sure are.
Absolutely.
Al, are
absolutely.
You ready to rap for us?
I am ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Let's go back then.
Come on.
Beat the bang. Here comes Peter. Cottontail. Peter's got warrants. He's going. Jail.
Oh no,
Peter!
Why would you say that? Kids, the Easter Bunny is fine. Al is just being silly.
He's got time. Easter's not till Sunday. He's got 4 or 5 days to get out.
The Easter Bunny has committed no crime.
What did he do, Al?
It is fine.
I don't know.
Did you see the Easter Bunny?
You see the one in New Jersey?
At the mall. He brawled with a parent.
And then hopped away, and came back for more.
He hopped away.
He was in a fight at a New Jersey mall.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Walked away. Came back.
For more.
Said, oh, no, I'm not doing it.
But bunnies are always feisty, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, bunnies are feisty.
Yeah.
Apparently,
are feisty?
Yeah, you didn't know that, Kelly?
I guess Bugs Bunny would be feisty.
No, Bugs Bunny's not very feisty. But other bunnies are feisty. Like, real bunnies.
Like, which bunnies in particular?
Like the ones at the pet store. Sometimes they're feisty.
They just sit there. I don't see them being real feisty,
never
personally.
I've never seen a feisty bun.
I've never seen a feisty bunny.
I have.
Oh, Lord, I need to feed my fish.
Everybody's feisty.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's just play this game.
The way Al said that so made it ridiculous. Seem like he hasn't fed the fish in 2016. Ow!
You haven't fed them?
Oh, yeah, I fed them this year. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're eating each other.
It's called the death tank.
When the fish turn on each other, they're not being fed.
I had a lobster in there, and the lobster was murdering all the fish in
there.
You took the lobster out?
Yeah, I took the lobster out.
I'll take that as a no.
Yeah.
What do you think you were eating the other day?
All right, let's meet our contestant for this hour. Crystal Jordan, how are you?
Oh, my God, I'm good.
Woo! Right, Crystal.
Oh, my God. I'm on Beat the Bank.
Who's that?
Oh, my God.
Who's that in the background?
That's my son, Trey. He's 9, and I have a 6-year-old daughter, Natalie. They've been begging me to play Beat the Bank years, as long as they can remember.
And this is your first time playing?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I didn't think I was going to get through.
Oh, you know how many people are just sick right now. How many people send you pictures of how many times they try to get through and they can't get through? This is meant to be.
I'm shaking right now. I'm so excited.
Oh, I love your energy.
First try.
Good for you. Good for you.
Let's keep that energy, Crystal. You're doing awesome so far.
Big Al, how do you feel today?
Oh, Al. Now you're regretting saying anything, aren't you?
Am. And now you really
I'm
like Crystal.
I'm counting on you.
I kind of am.
Crystal, he forgot to feed his fish,
yeah.
So I don't know.
I'm feeling...
That's not a good sign.
No. I'm feeling okay.
Okay.
I would say it's very vague. I realize that. But I'm feeling very okay. Not great, not bad.
Like lukewarm?
Very okay, yes.
Middle of the road?
That gives me hope.
Room temperature.
Okay.
Okay, that gives me hope.
Okay.
Oh, that's like saying, I feel like there's going to be money in the vault.
I'm sorry.
All right. Crystal, here's how the game works. You go inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. They're going to increase each time. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn, you yell what, Crystal?
Stop.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, right. Perfect. There just like that. Whatever, okay. Whenever you yell stop, that's how much money you will win. If it closes on you, you get nothing. We don't want that, Crystal.
We do not want that.
We do not want that. Your children are excited.
No.
You're excited. Yeah. Big Al Max says he's feeling warm.
Do it for Trey.
Warm room temperature, in fact.
Room temperature.
Yes.
Okay.
Only one way to find out, Crystal. That's to put you inside the ball. And let's play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
$200. $260. $340. $370. $490. $540.
No.
Yeah, that was a good move. I think.
Room temperature right there coming through.
$540
for you, Crystal.
$540. Way to go, girl.
Yay. Are the kids excited?
Oh my god, that's exciting, Rachel. Yay! My husband, we all divided 110 for each one of us.
Okay, that's
110 for me, one for him, one for my daughter, and one for my husband.
Okay, well, you still got a little bit
left. I will let y'all figure out the math later.
You keep the rest, Crystal.
Yeah, you still got another hundy. I'll take that.
I'll keep that.
Let's see how high it would have gone, okay, just for fun.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay.
Woo!
Yes!
Dang, Crystal.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Every dime of it.
Wow.
Every dime. Yes.
Got a second to spare. You go, girl.
That is awesome. Al, I went with your gut. Okay?
There you go. Yeah. You did it.
Thank you.
That was middle of the road. Can't get more middle of the road than that.
Right.
Well done,
Thank
Crystal.
You.
That is how you play Beat the Bank. Enjoy your money, Crystal.
Oh, I will. I'll enjoy every bit of it. Maybe me and my family will go do something nice.
Yeah. Like, what's your favorite thing to do?
Oh, I don't know. We just came back from the beach, and I don't know. I just want to do something fun with them.
You know what kids love?
What?
Hibachi.
Take them to the Hibachi Grill.
All kids love hibachi.
My husband's been wanting to go there.
Doesn't everyone love hibachi?
Yeah.
And make sure they make the little volcano with the onion rings with the little
and the choo-choo train.
Yeah,
choo-choo train.
I've never been there, so I'll have to check
that out.
Oh, there
you go.
Oh, don't wear your rings. Don't wear jewelry. You swell up.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's real salty. Don't wear your jewelry because then you can't get it off.
Okay. Well, Crystal,
thank you for the heads up.
Thank you for listening. We love you. You hold on. We'll get you all set up with your $540, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Crystal Jordan, our first player of the day. Big winner. $540.
Love it.
We'll play again in less than 1 hour, but coming up next, it's the shout-out game. Let's see if we can learn something new about each other.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
With the questions they'll give us.
All right.
Next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Crystal Jordan. She just won $540, which was the maximum during her turn.
Yay.
Of Beat the Bank. We'll play less than 1 hour. We got a funny text from Lori Ann.
Okay, what did Lori say?
Okay, so I call like every single morning, so I decided maybe I should just save y'all's number. Well, I accidentally saved the realtor's number instead and got crazy excited when they answered this morning thinking I was about to play Beat the Bank. Hashtag tired mom probs.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Another text we got here. I said bunnies were extremely feisty. This one says JC is right. Bunnies look sweet, but they will claw you and bite you. We have a pet bunny, and it is feisty.
Well, there you go.
I'm telling you. All you got to do is look at that Snapchat filter.
Maybe
that's how
that
feisty
psycho
they are.
Bunny.
Yeah,
the
psycho bunny.
Maybe she just says, psycho or a grumpy bunny.
That is true. And speaking of Easter bunnies, because, you know, bunnies Easter, we do have a chance for you to go to the MTV Movie Awards in LA.
Nice.
Hosted by Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart.
The Rock.
Just play our Easter egg hunt. Search all over KidNation.com for two Easter eggs, one of Kevin Hart, one of Dwayne Johnson. When you find them, click on them, and you could win the trip.
Oh, I'm going to go play.
Yeah.
Even though I can't win. I like to play stuff.
Yeah, why not? Just look for them.
Sure.
I'll see if I can find them.
And we do have some runner-up prizes. We got some Skechers and a G-Shock watch action.
Nice.
For the runner-ups. And then the grand prize will be the trip. We'll draw the winner on Monday, the 28th. And everybody, let's welcome our boy Nick.
Hey, guys.
Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Announcer Nick is in the studio.
Nick Adams in the building.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Nick, we are about to play our fun game called the Shout-Out Game.
Yes. So you need to fill me in. How did shout out get started? Did you start it, JC, or was it Al?
I just started saying shout out whenever we said Hispanic things on the show.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, like, whenever something is said about a black person, Al always says shout out.
Al says it too.
Yeah. Or really anything relatable.
Yeah. Yeah, something that relates to either one of us.
Yeah.
Redhead or, you know, single mom maybe for Kelly. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
So since that became a good catchphrase on the show, we decided to make a game out of it a year or two ago. To see if we could find something out about each other that we have never learned before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we have found out that Al dated a celebrity because of this game.
That's right. So I'm just going to read a statement. And if you've done it, this is just like Never Have I Ever. If you've done it, you say shout out. And if you can, give us a little short explanation of what happened.
A little back end story?
If you're able to.
Okay.
Some things may have to stay secret, but at least say shout out.
Okay.
All right. We'll do.
Okay. Who has intentionally left a restaurant without paying? No one.
Never.
No.
Definitely. I have not done that.
Okay.
Never done that.
Who has partied a little too hard on spring break and blacked out?
Shout out.
Okay, explain.
I never did spring break.
Mm-hmm. I did, but I don't black out, unfortunately. Yeah. I remember all my bad decisions.
Where were you?
I was in Rosarito, Mexico, which is south of Tijuana, home of like the $30 lobster. And I was partying with the... Home of the $30 lobster. And I was partying with Candyman, the rapper.
Candyman, boy, I love you so.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I was down there. It was when I had just started my radio career, and Candyman was getting free alcohol all night.
Bro, he's the Candyman. Of course, he's getting free alcohol.
Yeah. Next thing I know, I woke up in Candyman's hotel room, and there were two wonderful ladies hanging out with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Me and my buddy woke up in Candyman's hotel room. I was on the floor. My buddy was in the bathroom, and Candyman was chilling.
Wow.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
That's a weird story.
Yeah. That is weird. That is a very random
weird
story.
Weird story.
Never heard it.
Yeah.
Next year for Kelly's birthday, Candyman.
I think he's available.
Who has gone streaking?
Shout out.
Shout out.
Wow, really?
Al, you've never been streaking?
Well, no. He was riding around naked in a car.
Yeah, that was a radio
not really
bit.
Streaking.
Yeah.
Streaking involves running, right?
Yeah.
Usually. Let's go streaking.
Yeah, like Will Ferrell in Old School.
Yeah.
So, but when you were in the car, you were in a convertible, right?
I was in a Mustang Cobra convertible top down, and it was all good until I had to go through the tollway, and this is when tollways were manned with people, and I had to get change, and I had to give him, anyway. Then we got in traffic, and I was stopped on the side of a bus.
School
bus. And they could see,
Okay, who has dated someone twice their age?
Well,
twice.
I guess shout out. I guess once. Mm. That guy that the jingle rider that came to Florence, South Carolina from Dallas, Texas, and swept me off my feet. I was 24 and I'd never been in a limousine, and he took me in my first limousine. And he bought me oysters on the half shell, and I had one. I'd never had one before.
Oysters on the half
shell? He's the one that his wife was in a coma, and I wasn't allowed to talk when the phone rang because it would upset the children.
Otis.
But how is he expected? You know, he had to live his life. She was in a coma, and she was never going to wake up.
Oh, my God.
And you weren't allowed to call his house
for fear. She was never going to wake up. I didn't have the number to the house. He's just trying to live his life and do right by his wife. There was no more hope for her in the nursing facility, so he brought her home with round-the-clock care.
Wow.
Why I couldn't speak, because the kids might be at the home. If it's the hospital, I could talk. Obviously.
Right, definitely, totally.
Yeah, he was 42 and I was 24, so that's pretty
close.
Much double.
Close.
Do you remember any of the jingles he wrote?
No, because daddy didn't buy the package.
Oh. Anyone else?
No.
I didn't know. I'm close.
Twice,
but not quite, but it's not that exciting.
Not twice. When I was a senior in high school and I turned 18, I kind of went on a couple dates with a 26-year-old, but she thought I was 22. Okay. And then she found out because she saw my ID.
I've actually never dated younger.
You've never dated younger?
I mean, in college, maybe someone that was like a year. I don't know exactly. But yeah, always older. I like older, even if it's just a year or two. I like older.
I may have dated half my age, but not twice.
Who has kissed more than three people in a week?
Oh,
shout out.
Yeah. Okay.
Spin the bottle one night.
Has anyone ever lied to a police officer?
Shout out.
No. shout out, probably. Like, I got to use the bathroom really bad or something. That's why I'm speeding. Or something like that.
I think we've all kind of lied to a police officer.
No.
Not at all, Kelly?
No. They pulled me over one time because we were out toilet papering. And and we went and picked up the youth pastor to show him what we'd done. That was all we did in Florence. That was fun for us. And the police officer saw us driving by the house and pulled us over and said, "Were you responsible for this?" I said, "Yes, sir." I mean, what am I going to say?
You
I
told
can lie?
Told?
Yes. And he said, "Well, just know that if they decide to, you know, file charges, you know."
Yeah, you're responsible
I said,
for
Thank
that.
"Thank you, sir. You don't lie to police."
Kelly is the goodiest goody-goody of all time.
Yeah.
You really are.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's a good lesson. Look, good you lesson. Turned out to be a wonderful woman.
I haven't
woman.
Done everything great, but I don't lie to police.
Right.
Yeah, no. I even got arrested and I didn't lie.
Mm-hmm. When you were real young.
15 at Allman Brothers concert.
You know what you shouldn't do as a parent, too, is not and tell when you see a police officer, just don't say stuff like, "If you don't straighten up, I'm going to have him arrest you." Don't make
Get
kids
scared.
Afraid of a
yeah.
police.
Yeah.
They should be your friend, you know? Little kids won't know who to turn to if they're really in trouble, if they're afraid the police officer is going to arrest them.
That is a great point.
Thank you for that PSA.
Has anyone ever dated a friend's ex?
Yes,
a shout out. Broken the girl code, the bro code?
Yeah, shout out.
You have, Kelly?
Yes, I have.
Who?
I went to college with a girl named Sherry, and Sherry really, she was one of those girls that wrote letters to the military just to, you know.
Like pen pal?
Yeah, to befriend them, and she hooked up with one named Sam. And she lived, after college, she lived in Oregon, and Sam was stationed in North Carolina, and I was stationed in South Carolina. And I don't remember how he found me, but he contacted me, and we started dating.
Huh.
Yeah, for
Broke
a while.
Your girl, bro.
Wow.
But she lived in Oregon.
Yeah.
He was stationed in North Carolina. There was nothing going to come of it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done that.
I haven't broken the code. I was racking my brain. I'm like, sure I have. No, yeah. I haven't.
May have wanted to, but the code is pretty strong.
It is pretty strong.
People out there.
Yeah.
Not with me.
It's been broken on me a bunch, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other way around.
And you said no, JC?
No,
bro code?
Kenzie was dating a guy that was in my fraternity when I first started.
Yeah.
But, like, they went on a couple dates. But he wasn't, like, my friend, because he was older. He
right.
was, like, 24, and I was 8, so I didn't really know him very well. But I did ask him if it was cool if I took her on a date.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I did. I went.
Yeah, it was a frat brother.
Well, I didn't want to get beat up.
Okay, moving on, playing the shout-out game. Has anyone in the room ever hooked up with someone they thought was unattractive?
Oh, shout out.
Oh, shout out, yeah.
Shout out.
Their personality is so great, you know?
Yeah, shout out, yeah, of course.
He had a guy who was so funny, but he was so ugly.
Yeah.
He was so funny.
Really?
Yeah, and I say he was so ugly. He wasn't ugly to me once I got to know him.
Yeah.
But, like, my girlfriends were like, "Oh,
yeah.
Jenna, what are you doing?" And I'm like, he was, like, the funniest guy I knew.
Oh, my buddy, when we were in high school, said, "Hey, I have a date with this girl, and she has a friend. Come with me. And you can, like, double date.
Take one for the team."
And I showed up, and man, she was just not my type.
But
and then she went, like, literally about an hour into the double date, she goes in for, like, the kissing.
Yeah.
Took one for the team, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I didn't want her.
For you.
You got to. Turn the lights off. Go ahead.
All right. Has anyone in the room ever fantasized about someone in the office?
Oh, shout out. Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Little
yeah,
office crushes and stuff.
Yeah.
Is one of those people in the vicinity right now, Kelly? Have you fantasized about anybody that's in the office right now?
Well, yeah, probably you, JC.
Wait a minute. First of all, how are you going to fantasize about JC and not me?
I wonder what it might be like.
I've been knowing you for years.
What it might be like.
I can't even look at Kelly right now.
I'm offended.
Well, I know what it'd be like with you. I don't know. So, I wonder with JC what that might be.
I had a dream about a coworker.
Yeah?
Oh, I've had dreams. Yeah, that's
yeah.
different.
No, but
dreams
fantasize.
When you sleep. That's
no,
different.
I was wide awake.
What were you thinking?
So, what would it be like to hook up with JC?
Is it good, though?
What do you think
you
it'd be
know.
Like?
Yeah, it's really
what?
Good, JC. Like, you're good in my fantasy. Yeah.
Like, I'm nice?
I'm a little
gentle?
Offended.
You're very sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't fantasize about you either.
Yes, you have, Al.
No.
Yes, you have.
No.
You have thought about Kelly.
Dreamed? Well, actually, I have.
You fantasized and dreamed about Kelly.
Dang it. Yeah.
And Jenna.
I didn't fantasize about Jenna. I'll be
honest.
You
did.
You dreamed about Jenna.
I dreamed about Jenna.
You finally did.
I dreamed about Jenna. Fantasized about... I don't want to say it.
Go ahead. No, you got
to
say it.
You got to.
Huh?
You say it.
I said it. Huh? I said mine, and JC's standing right there.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
Kids, Lindsay.
That's shocking.
Oh, yeah. Remember when we played that trick on you? Where you thought you got in trouble?
Oh, my God.
That
it was
awesome. Terrible.
Right before Lindsay got, she was about to get married and Al goes.
Yeah, I was standing there. Yeah. It was awkward.
Hey, Lindsay, before you get married, do you want to go in the bathroom with me?
So I can hit it.
So I forgot about that last part.
Yeah.
Who'd you dream about, Jenna? You said you had a dream about
White Jenner.
Oh, producer.
He's got hands in the air.
I love Cheddar, but I always feel like he doesn't really like me, but I feel like he's.
He doesn't.
But maybe that's why I dreamed about him.
White Cheddar is red Cheddar right now.
Wow. Why doesn't he like me, Al?
I'm kidding. Going with the premise.
Because he's kind of my dream guy in a lot of ways, because I just think he's so cool.
Yeah, he really is. He says what's
And I missed him really bad when he went away, and I think I used to have dreams and I'd wake up a little teary because like I wanted him around so badly.
Wow. Like you felt a little love for the Cheddar. Look at him back there looking like a flaming hot Cheeto.
I love him. I do. I love him. But I mean, I love his wife. I love his wife. It's not like that. Like, I'm not going to be inappropriate.
Oh, wow. What a
fantasy. But I love him. I think he's a great guy.
I didn't think about Kenzie for a second.
Still a little upset you hadn't fantasized.
That was a good question, Nick. That was a good question.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever fantasized about a coworker, Nick?
Oh, I fantasized about everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone in the room.
Yeah. Who mostly? Ryan?
Yeah, mostly kid TV Ryan. It's the long hair, I think. Yeah. It's the long hair.
We have all fantasized about Ryan.
Yeah, he's very skinny, very thin.
Yeah, you like that look?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man bun.
Romanians with long hair.
Kid TV camera on yourself.
That long. He needs a wind machine for kid TV.
Yeah, he does.
He's a Beyonce fan.
He does.
Yes.
We'll have love letters to Kelly at this time tomorrow morning. But coming up next, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? What is Does That Make Me Crazy, Jenna Owens?
This is those, you know, little things that you do. You know that they're a little bit crazy. Maybe people have witnessed it in your life and they're like, what are you doing? Or maybe you just wonder if other people do this. For instance, I Facetuned my dog's picture.
You made your dog pretty?
Does that make me crazy?
Jenna,
you're taking it way over the top.
Yeah.
Black pugs don't photograph well. I had to bring out some of her features. Does that make me crazy?
That is true. Black animals, they just look like little black blobs when you take their picture.
They do. They
do. You can't see their eyes.
He looks like a little bat. You can't see anything.
Yeah, your dog.
Yes. We love black animals. Are just beautiful. The shiny coat. We just love black animals. We've always had black animals. And we take them to get pictures, and you can't see anything. There's little black fur balls.
I have to do details, and I got rid of the dry nose on the photo I posted the other day.
Does that make Jenna crazy?
So does
I love George because he's finally getting a gray beard, so when I take his picture, you can see his face.
I didn't slim her down, though. I didn't do that. I didn't want to give her a bad... Yeah. I didn't want to make her think that she wasn't gorgeous.
You didn't go Kim Kardashian on
No.
it?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's such a cute picture with the golf ball in her mouth.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Does that make me crazy? Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. And in about 10 minutes, we will clear the Does That Make Me Crazy lines, and we'll play Beat the Bank for a shot at up to $1,000.
Got it.
But right now, we want to see if you're crazy or not.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from last week, and they're still thinking about it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800. Oh, wait. This is the text?
No, no, no.
Oh, 800-5-GEEK-IT. I'm always confused.
You can also text us with the same phone number.
Same number.
This is a text we got. Remember last week when that girl said she toots in her car after work and waves at her coworkers while she's doing it? Still been cracking up about that. And this one right here is about Kelly. So excited that I use the same teeth whitening regimen as Kelly Raspberry's super hot boyfriend. Hashtag, does that make me crazy?
Oh,
and the
man.
Secret apparently is in the rinse.
That's the rinsing?
Well, you get the Colgate Optic White toothpaste and the rinse. Apparently, that's the magical combination. Plus, he does the gel tray every 2 months.
Whoa.
Yeah.
My
teeth are too sensitive for all that.
Oh, my gosh. I put those strips on, and after, like,
too sensitive.
15 minutes, I'm out walking my dog. Oh, my gosh. I have to rip them off.
Yeah, I use half a toothpaste. This is so stupid. I'm even telling this. Nobody cares. I have a toothbrush, and I put half the Optic White and half sensitive toothpaste so I can do it both at the same time. I'm never going to achieve optimal whiteness.
No.
It's so much work.
I think I drink too much coffee for that.
And then you're so sensitive.
Optimal whiteness.
I am so sensitive.
Kelly says she has Does That Make Me Crazy That I'll Make You Gasp? But we're going to save that
gasp.
One.
I read it. You were all in the room. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
We're going to save that for last, Kelly, because I've never seen you gasp at one of these.
Okay.
I want to save that one.
Okay.
Because you legitimately gasped.
I gasped.
Okay. Yeah, I trust you with it. Let's go to the phones real quick.
Okay.
This is a food-related one from Brittany. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Oh, we're hanging out. We want to know if you're crazy or not.
It's Brittany. I am real crazy.
Okay, what do you do?
Macaroni, cheese, and yogurt mixed together.
Because there's just not enough dairy?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Macaroni and cheese.
The, like flavored yogurt or the unflavored?
Greek. Plain.
The flavored yogurt. Like and I eat it hot.
Hot.
Macaroni and cheese.
That is so weird,
that's,
Brittany.
That's weird.
And I never think to combine those two things.
No. How long have you been doing that?
I'm pregnant, so it's a couple months now.
Pregnant food. Okay.
Then it all,
no, you're not.
Yeah. You know what's great is chili with cottage cheese. It's the same texture, and it's hot and cold. It's the best.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's slightly crazy, but that does that make me pregnant?
Yes, it does. When do you do?
If I don't have it, I get really, really mad.
All right.
Man, that's good. When's your baby due?
In August.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy that mac and cheese and flavored yogurt.
Yeah, wow.
Man, weird. We have one here on the text. My 8-year-old niece talks to food right before eating it, telling it everything's going to be okay, and doesn't want us to say we're about to eat because she doesn't want to hurt the food's feelings.
Aww.
Does that make her crazy?
I like that. Yeah. Crazy cute.
Yeah.
You have a good person on your hands.
Yeah.
That's what you got. Ooh, let's take one from Randy. He has a fear in the bathroom. Randy, hey.
Hey.
What's going on in the bathroom?
I'm afraid to clean the toilet and then go to the bathroom afterwards.
Because?
Why?
Because I'm afraid it's going to have a chemical reaction or something. It's just going to explode.
So do you maybe flush first and then use the bathroom?
Yeah, like
flush. There you go. That gets rid of the chemical. Yes.
Huh. I'm afraid to go to the bathroom.
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
You hear of those explosions all the time.
Well,
you
it is.
You got to flush before you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, that makes you crazy, Randy.
I think it makes you super safe.
Yeah.
Very.
I like
all
that.
Right.
All right, Randy. Have a wonderful day. Julia Chapman wrote us and said, during Love Letters to Kelly, by the way, that's tomorrow around this time, I turn the volume down after the letters are read, and I give my own advice. And I'm usually not nearly as nice as Kelly. Does that make me crazy?
I love that. That is funny.
Julia, we would love for you to record yourself one day and send it to us.
Tomorrow.
To see
Record your answers tomorrow, your advice.
That's so funny.
That's funny. I like that one. We'll take this one from Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Hey, guys.
What's
How
up,
y'all doing?
We're doing great, man. What do you do that's crazy?
Well, I wear glasses, and my ears itch sometimes, so I take my glasses off, and I take the earpiece, and I itch my ears, which is not real crazy, but then afterwards, I kind of examine the residue, and sometimes I kind of put them on my fingers and then smell it. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it smell, Jeremiah?
It does, and
just
it
wax.
Always smells the same, and I'm always surprised.
Always surprised.
That makes you crazy, too.
Smells like wax.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprising.
That's a lot.
No, people are curious about body stuff. Yeah. You know?
I don't like smelling stuff. I really don't like smelling stuff.
I still get upset that my belly button doesn't smell, ever.
No.
It probably
my wife says no. My wife says it does, and then I smell my belly button, and then she says it doesn't.
You gotta clean that thing out. Maybe you cleaned it out well enough.
I guess. Or maybe it's just not deep enough.
Mine's not deep enough. Mine's shallow and wide.
I got a shallow button.
The deeper the belly button, the more you need to clean.
Yeah.
Jenna, you have a shallow and wide one?
Yeah, I think so. I never really have to clean it, except it does get spray tan. Like, it's extra black right now. And it's darker than the rest of my skin.
Looks like you dipped a Cheeto in there.
Like, it looks like I just got, like, my umbilical cord cut. It's falling off.
Yeah, you need to work on that.
It's always a little bit darker than the rest of me because of the spray tan.
What's our verdict on earwax, dude?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Cray, cray.
Yeah. I mean, but it's cool.
It kind of makes you a man.
I don't blame you for sniffing it.
Yeah.
We all do that sometimes.
Thanks for calling, brother.
You're
kind of gross.
Brittany wrote us and said, every once in a while, I body check myself to make sure I didn't accidentally die and didn't realize it like the guy in Sixth Sense. Does that make you crazy?
How do you body check?
I guess
that's slamming yourself against something?
I mean, I accidentally hit walls all the time, so is that what you do? You
just
bump
clumsy.
Into a... I don't know my width.
Yeah.
That makes you real. That makes you crazy.
I don't know my own width, for sure.
That is a good cover if you are super clumsy. Like, just making sure
just,
I'm alive.
Just body checking.
Body checking myself.
Just body checking.
Just making sure I'm alive.
Good excuse for when you run into something.
Jenna, check your body.
Speaking of dead people, Carly has one for us.
Speaking
Carly,
of dead people.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Now, what do you like to read about?
Okay, so on Facebook, I've seen this guy sitting up at his own funeral with his eyes open, his legs crossed the whole nine yards.
The guy from Puerto Rico. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you've seen it too. Yeah. Oh my God. So I became obsessed with it, and I got on the internet and Googled dead people sitting up at their own funeral, and you would be amazed by how many people they have.
It's a tradition.
Sitting up in props.
Yeah.
This is.
Does that make me crazy?
It's fascinating.
Well, it is fascinating.
It's fascinating.
I've done it too, so then we're both crazy.
Yeah, I
don't think I'm crazy. I think that it's like, and it's creepy. It gives me nightmares.
You have morbid curiosity. I think it's healthy.
That's fascinating to me because I've never, I've always been the traditional funeral guy.
The casket and everything.
Yeah, very solemn.
Yeah. And sometimes they have these celebrations, parties where they're standing up in the corner and they're like.
I would just die. I'd walk in and I'd be it.
If you haven't seen this particular one, it was a picture of a dude. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's in a chair. He's got a baseball cap on, I believe.
Glasses.
And a cigarette or a joint or something.
In his blunt. That's the first one I've seen that made me crazy.
His legs are crossed, but he's sitting so just propped up.
Yeah, and they left his eyes open. It was the first time they had done that.
Yes, they sewed his eyes open, and so I became obsessed with it, and I even had nightmares.
Weird.
Yeah. I'm not like
I don't get that.
I wouldn't mind if that's how like you guys celebrate.
I don't want to prop you up.
I don't want to be propped up. I want to be just a plain old.
You want us to stuff you?
I want to be standing on my skateboard
with your hoverboard.
Skateboard. Not my hoverboard.
Oh, the longboard.
Skateboard. Yeah, the longboard with the squirrel Jenna got me for Christmas on my shoulder. Chilling.
That's what you want.
That's what I want.
Can I take a selfie with you?
I guess you
have
to kind of prop me up like a cardboard cutout with a karaoke mic in my hand.
Yeah, see?
I guess.
It's not that bad. It's kind of a cool way to go.
You guys can do whatever you want to me as long as I look hot. As long as I look cool, you know? Like, as long as I'm remembered as, like, I'm in a cool pose and look attractive.
What's
I'm
a cool pose?
I don't know. Whatever you guys want to do, but you can't be...
Side boob?
Yeah, just it'd be just Jenna's side boobs. We cover everything but her side boobs. it'd be just the mid part of the casket.
I'm okay with that. All right.
Kelly, what would you want to be doing if you did that?
If I'm propped up?
Yeah.
Eating Lay's?
Well, I guess.
Jerky?
Yeah. Prop me up with a Diet Pepsi and a bag
snack?
Of Lay's.
Yeah.
On the couch.
It's so interesting.
Watching Real Housewives of some city. That's it.
Yeah.
Prop me up.
It really is interesting that they do that in other countries.
I don't like it.
You wouldn't want to do that?
No.
Kelly would still find a way to complain about her hair. Yeah.
As long as you just laugh.
I don't want
I don't want people to be sad. I want them to like enjoy the party.
I don't want them to be laughing at my funeral. I want to be sad.
I want you guys to be
just
sad.
Happy. Carly, thank you for the call.
How could we go on without her?
Now, before we play Beat the Bank, Kelly, you said you had a Does That Make Me Crazy that made you gasp.
One was really good, though, and then the other one was the gas.
Okay.
One was from Kristen. She said, I don't like bacon or ranch dressing.
Whoa.
What?
You're
Hashtag
crazy.
Does That Make Me Crazy or un-American?
Yes.
Both.
Yeah. Who doesn't like bacon and ranch dressing
together?
Go to Canada. They even make bacon-flavored ranch dressing.
It's delicious.
Yes.
Bacon with ranch, yes.
Yeah. That way you don't have to put the bacon bits in your salad. It's hard.
Girl,
included.
You need to go to the dressing aisle at the grocery store.
You guys, I don't go to the grocery store.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring you a bottle.
Yeah.
Right. Here's the one that made me... Now I've built it up.
You built it up.
But I read this and I was like...
All right. We'll be honest.
Just do it. No.
I'm going to be honest.
When I sneeze and have no tissue, I sneeze in my hand, and instead of wiping my hand clean, I lick it.
Oh! Oh!
Does that make me nasty?
I lick it clean. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Is there a name on that one? No.
Of course not.
Should be outed.
I will never shake another hand.
Instead of wiping my hand clean, I lick it clean.
That was anonymous okay. on the text.
Fist bumps from here on out, 100%.
That's why
it was invented right there.
I can't shake hands now.
Haven't we all been taught now you sneeze in the crook of your elbow? Yes. That's the new thing to prevent the spread of disease.
Yes.
What are you giggling about?
Jenna should be propped up like Rose on the Titanic when she's being painted for her funeral.
Oh my gosh. I can never shake another hand now.
Oh.
I'll be wondering if that's that person.
Kid Nation, you always come through with the crazy.
That's crazy.
You always come through. And we want to come through for you with Beat the Bank. Earlier, Crystal Jordan, she won the maximum, $540. Big Al said he was feeling so-and-so. He was correct.
Yeah.
We'll see how Al is feeling if you choose to ask him.
You don't have to. No obligation.
We're going
to
play Beat the Bank right now. We need caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will play Beat the Bank. Hopefully you win up to $1,000 next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, it is off. Your mic is off. JC. Oh.
My mic's broken? Oh, there it is. I got scared. I thought I got fired. All right, let's meet our contestant.
Come on.
Earlier, Crystal Jordan won $540. But right now, it's all about you, Janae. How are you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, Janae?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. What are you up to right now?
I just dropped my son off from school.
Wow, what grade is your son in?
He is in the first grade.
Oh, I bet he's so sad to miss this.
I know. Oh, my gosh. It used to be earlier, so when I'd take him, he used to say, come on, let's call.
Aw. Well, maybe we could give him a tape of you playing, okay?
That would be awesome.
Like a set tape.
Yeah. He's here in spirit. What's his name?
His name is Knox.
Knox.
Cool name.
I bet you that's a stud right there.
Knox.
And what are you going to do? What are you going to do the rest of the day, Janae?
I am going to study because I am going back to school to get my degree, and I have Tuesdays and Thursdays off. So.
What are you going to get a degree in?
To get out of school.
Just anything.
I feel you.
My degree will be, I don't care at this point.
I feel you.
Well, I'm sure you could use some money because those books are expensive, right?
Oh, man.
Yes, they are.
All right.
Especially for summer school.
I know, right? Well, here are the rules for Beat the Bank. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. Banker will throw dollar amounts your way. You just got to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, and it'll increase gradually as it goes on. If you don't yell stop and the door closes on you, Janae, you will win nothing, okay?
Okay.
You know the rules. You've been listening.
I do. I'm, shaking.
Would you like to ask Al a question?
Al, how do you feel about it?
Oh, she's not even sure she wants to know.
Yeah. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
Feel better than lukewarm like you did
I'm
last
feeling
time?
Feeling better than lukewarm.
Okay, because last time he was right. He felt lukewarm, room temperature, he said, and she won $540.
I'm feeling really good.
Oh.
Oh, dang, Al.
Wow. Now, that doesn't mean anything.
I don't know nothing.
I know.
I don't know a thing. They don't tell me because they know I can't keep a secret. So, good luck.
You hear Janae going, I know.
I know.
All right, Janae, let's win you some money and let's play Beat the Bank. Good luck.
160. 220.
Nice.
280. 350. 370. 510.
$510. No, you get the 510, girlfriend. 510?
You did say stop, correct?
I heard.
Okay. Make it sure.
Yeah, you got $510.
Is that enough? Yeah.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking when you're in that seat.
I know. He was going for a while. You never know.
$100 bills.
That's
right,
a lot of money,
there.
Though.
Well, Jeanette, I know he was going slow, then fast, and slow, then fast.
Hey, the banker's a tricky guy.
Yep.
Janae, would you like to see how high it actually goes?
Sure.
Just for fun.
See how high it goes.
All right.
Okay, you already got $510. Let's see how high it goes this turn.
All right.
$620.
Big jump.
$730.
Okay.
You did well.
You did well.
Your instincts are pretty on point today.
I thought it was going even higher, but yeah, I was feeling really good. But good. Hey, you didn't. That's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Nothing to
be ashamed of.
Yeah, Janae, you enjoy.
No, I'm not embarrassed at all. I'm so excited.
You go.
Enjoy your $510. Make sure you buy Knox something nice.
I will.
All right, Janae, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up.
Good luck with your school.
Knox.
Cool. And if you didn't get in, again, we will play twice a day tomorrow, same time, 6:50, 7:50 Central.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed your chance to play Beat the Bank today, don't worry. We're going to play again tomorrow morning. We're doing it a little bit earlier if you missed that announcement. We're playing at 6:50 and 7:50 Central. Two chances.
That's right.
And we had two winners today. Janae won $510, but could have been $730 if she hung in there a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then Crystal Jordan came in. She won $540 earlier on first try.
About that.
That was the maximum during her turn. And a quick text right here from Kylie.
Okay.
Hey, I got my mom and dad hooked on you guys. Shout out from Yuma, Arizona. Love you guys.
Cool.
Well done, Kylie.
Love you,
Thank
Yuma.
You, Kylie.
Keep on recruiting your parents, everybody.
Hey, and Yuma cares.
Yeah, definitely. And it's time to celebrate Tender Tuesday with Elena Davies now.
Hello.
Hello, Elena Davies. Wow.
What's up?
Oh, we're just hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
Talking about love and stuff. Elena, last time we talked to you, you were doing the whole Bumble BFF thing.
Why not, right?
That's where you create a profile and only match with other chicks.
Yeah, it takes your same Bumble profile that you use with the guys.
Yeah.
And you just go in your settings and click BFF, and you can start swiping on chicks.
Okay, so has the squad grown?
You know, it's still early, still in the application process. It takes a lot to join my squad.
Yeah.
But I did a little research. I know y'all asked last time if guys could find guy friends on there.
Yeah, bro dates.
Yeah, I was getting my phone fixed at AT&T, and the guy that was helping me pulled out his phone. I was looking at something, and I saw he had the Bumble app, and I was like, hold on. I was like, we need to look on that. I was like, go in here, start messing around.
Yeah.
You can swipe on guys.
That's interesting because
if you're a guy.
The premise of Bumble is the girl has to make the first move.
It is.
That's why we didn't know if guys could do it, yeah. Right?
Right. So that's that. And I was curious about it too. And I didn't have a guy friend handy last week to check in on that. But I made a, what was his name? Tom at AT&T. Thanks, man. Tom. We really appreciate you. I don't remember his name. Could have been Todd.
He made an impression on you.
At this point,
Tim Todd Todd.
What I know is guys can also find guidance. Guy friends on Bumble.
So if you need a buddy to go lift with, Jason.
Right. Yeah. Or just go have a drink.
Maybe you need a wingman.
Yeah.
Go pick up some ladies.
Well, maybe, like, you're a big sports fan in a city. And you, because I know, like, Al's Bar, you have certain sports fans that find each other, but you don't know, like, you're a Dolphin fan living in a cowboy country.
Exactly.
And you're looking for other Dolphins fans
it's
or something.
Great. That watch your team with other, like, fans.
Well, you can you go out on a double? Like, if you made a new girlfriend, and then a guy needed to get a guy to be his wingman?
I actually love that you brought this up, because I've been holding back some info from you guys.
Elena, are you hiding information from
us? Well, a little bit.
What's up?
Something.
I thought we were
something.
On the trust.
I know. I've just been selfish with this because me and my girlfriend came up with this idea, and I think it's genius. And I was like, I'm not ready to share because I don't want other people to steal my secret. They're going to do the same thing as me and have better results.
Okay, what is it?
Me and my girlfriend, Anna, created a double Bumble account.
Double Bumble?
A double Bumble.
A 2-for-1.
Yeah. So I think it's genius. We basically just, you have to have a Facebook page that connects with it. So we created a Facebook page called Anna and Elena.
So you're like that couple on Facebook.
Yeah, you have to make a Facebook page.
Yeah, we're that annoying couple.
Okay.
And we've got a couple pictures of ourselves on there. And then the last two pictures are individuals.
Okay.
And then we've got our bio, and we have to clear it up in the bio. You have to be very clear what we're looking for.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
If I'm a guy, Elena, and I see this.
This is for the Menage app.
Right.
If I
see this, I think I'm going to go on a date with both of you by myself, and then I pick one at the end.
Okay. Well, if you're smart enough, you swipe to the end and hear our bio. And it is not about the three life.
Okay.
We are just best friends that enjoy meeting new people and are semi-successful at double dating. Both moderately good-looking and funny. Cheese and dogs come first. Blonde is 5'1", brunette is 5'10". So swipe accordingly.
Wow.
No, you cannot have both.
Sounds like Craigslist.
What a difference.
I know. We can't take pictures together very well. I'm like, you sit, I'll stand.
That's not a bad idea.
It's kind of great because I'm so weird about dating right now. I'm like, I do want to go out and meet new people, but I'm not trying to get married next week. I've got a wax, so it's not going to work with my schedule. So I'm like, we need to do something that takes the pressure way down.
Yeah.
And you can just go have fun and meet new people and have drinks.
So has this worked for you and your friend Anna?
Sure.
It has.
Oh, guys are swiping right. Left and right.
Of course, because it's two girls and they're both pretty.
They're not reading the bio.
What happens if one hottie shows up?
Yeah, what if he tricks you?
Who gets him?
I do.
Well,
because I have the platform right now to decide.
So, but
it's really up to him, really.
But you show up.
It is.
It's no pressure because you don't even know which one you're going to be vibing
with.
So
we lead with blonde or brunette.
Okay.
And they pick. And then if they pick her, cool. Bye.
Well, it's different. You guys are totally different.
Yeah. We're totally different. So the idea is maybe I swipe or a guy swipes on us that picks me and another guy swipes on us that picks her. We can all meet up. They're willing to meet a new person. Or maybe they have a hot, hot friend. So it's whatever works in the situation.
Wow, this is breaking new ground.
That's so smart, though.
Well, the double blind date.
I come across couples.
Yeah.
What? On these apps.
Oh, I have
too. Like on the Soraya app that I'm on, a couple of times I've come across like a happy couple.
Like?
But that want.
You're looking for people to watch football with.
They're just looking to have fun.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yes, exactly what you are wondering.
I'm just double checking.
Yeah.
You know, for us.
No need to ask.
And I've seen the couples thing. I've seen some weird stuff on some of these dating apps, but we're really not looking for anything weird. We just want to go meet new people and have drinks. And, you know, if it works out.
Does everyone have as innocent intentions as you and your bestie?
Probably not. And those guys we happily block.
Oh, you have been blocking quite a few guys.
Have you had a successful double date?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, we have a drink or two, and maybe it works out with him and her.
How do you shake them? See, this is why I don't like going on random dates, because I don't know how to shake them other than just totally ghosting the situation.
You can ghost, right? That's fine.
What, just get up and leave?
Oh, when you're already there?
We're already there?
Yeah, that's what I mean. What happens when you go and you're having a terrible time?
Okay.
How do you shake it?
I think there's an app for that, too. And he, like, doesn't...
There's an app for everything. So one of your friends...
Doesn't Chelsea Handler have an app that will, like, call you in the middle of your date?
Well, can you just make an excuse, say, I'm not really feeling well?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
just go to the bathroom.
And I need to go.
If there's two of y'all, y'all can conspire and come up with something. Yeah. Okay, give me the signal, and I'm going to say, I got to go, and I'm riding with you, so we both have to go.
Or, I haven't come across this particular situation yet.
One's feeling it and one's not. Maybe
could I just
one
say, like, oh, I need to get home to my boyfriend? That would end it, right?
That would definitely end it.
Ooh, my husband's actually calling. I've got to go.
Yeah.
Side piece. Can guys start doing the
my
dual?
My baby's at home.
So if a guy did a dual profile like you did, wouldn't you think that's weird?
Yeah.
If
a guy was to do it, it'd be weird.
I don't know. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I really don't hate it.
That would be suspect. Like
well, okay, here's the thing. Are they super hot? Because I don't hate it.
One is, one's not.
Oh.
Well, dibs on the hot guy. Gonna go ahead and call
that
now.
I'm gonna do that to Anna.
Sorry, Anna.
Who's the hotter one on your profile?
Hot guy likes Anna.
Who's the hotter one of me and Anna?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what your style is.
Who's the hotter one?
Who's getting the most attention?
She obviously thinks they're equal because you wouldn't sign up for, you know.
We go through little phases. There's been time, like a week that everybody wants Anna. And I'm like, man, this is hard on the ego. And then the next week, everybody's like, blonde, 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 blonde. So...
Hmm.
We go back and forth.
Okay,
it's fairly even. I would say.
I've said that before. Blonde, 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 blonde,
blonde, blonde, blonde, blonde, blonde.
I thought guys just said hot, 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 hot.
Yeah, that too.
That's what we do. What'd your girlfriend say about that?
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.